What up, bro?
What is up with you, my guy?
Main fit fart yaar, matlab what the hell is this?
There's absolutely no excuses. I have no idea what's been going on, buddy. I mean, I know what's been going on, you know what's been going on too, but this is no excuse, all right? This is no explanation.
Lekin pata nahi mujhe badi khushi ho rahi hai, matlab I'm like yeah. Matlab abhi to mujhe dekh rahe hote to main abhi mili kar raha hota, lekin shukr hai koi nahi dekh raha.
Bro, you are on some coffee. I feel, what did you just have, some instant coffee?
Yaar, flavored instant coffee.
Acha, kyun nahi pasand tujhe instant coffee? What are your
what do you not like about it? Coffee is tastes like crap. Like pata nahi kyun coffee mein mujhe ek fascination nazar aati hai ki like I want to be a coffee guy, but I hate instant coffee.
Nah, I mean, it makes sense. It's just, again, it's just ideal. And but see, the problem is that yes, at the same time, instant coffee is meant to be, you know, drunk, whatever, at that time. However, there are some people who argue that instant coffee is the way to go. Okay, huh, bro, have you guys had this coffee? Like, literally the coffee that you mix with a little bit of garam pani and what coffee ban jati hai, right? They're like, oh man, this coffee hits different and everything. I'm like, bro, sit your ass down.
You know, instant coffee is like mostly like the crap coffee left behind after they take out all the good bits.
Really? Is that a thing?
Huh? It's the thing with tea and with coffee. Jo hum chai peete hai na, that is basically the leftover stuff that is left behind after they take out all the good leaves.
Oh man, that's ridiculous, dude. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Actually, I didn't know about that. But the thing is, man, after, again, I don't want to consider myself too much of like a coffee connoisseur, all right? But the thing is, I do know a little bit about coffee. And also, just to justify my point further, my Instagram caption is big on iced Americanos. So I know a little bit about, you know, espressos and whatnot. I'm messing. But the thing is, I finally decided after having a lot of instant coffee, and because my family too, they like a bunch of coffee and stuff. The espresso machine is one of those things. Yes, it's initially an investment, right? But the difference in the type of coffee that you can produce at home, right? It makes all these other 400-500 rupees ki coffees jo milti hain bahar se, right? It makes them seem whack, honestly. There's no point in buying these when you can make such a great brew right in the comfort of your own home. And then all these like little fancy things that they add, hazelnut syrups and everything like that, man, you can buy these individually too, man. Literally, it's their own company produced coffee beans that they put in their own espresso machines, and it's the same thing. So if we buy their beans and put it into our machines, put the syrups that you can buy from any normal store, it becomes the exact same thing. Sorry for going off on a coffee rant, but you know I'm passionate about this.
Main abhi kehne laga tha ki tumhare coffee obsession mein baad mein aate hain, pehle zara episode achhi tarah se shuru kar le.
So where you been, bro? What's up? What's your excuse?
तो एक्सक्यूज तो मैं बाद में बताता हूँ, पहले तो अस्सलाम वालेकुम, मेरा नाम उमेर है.
एंड वालेकुम सलाम, इट्स योर बॉय उमर.
और डायरेक्ट इस्लामाबाद से बर्गर बॉयज का सीजन 2.
बर्गर बॉयज आए ने जी डायरेक्ट फ्रॉम इस्लामाबाद एंड पिंडी.
Oh my god, did you ever think we were gonna make it here? I say this for every episode, right? Did you ever think we were gonna make it here? But bro, season 2.
क्योंकि हमने इतनी कम एक्सपेक्टेशन से शुरू किया था कि हमें शुरू शुरू में लग रहा था कि लाइक वी आर जस्ट रिकॉर्डिंग फॉर आवरसेल्व्स, बट हियर वी आर.
रिमेंबर व्हेन वी हैड लाइक अ कंटेंट टाइप ऑफ लाइक वी टुक अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ अ हायटिस बिकॉज़ वी थॉट दैट वी हैड टॉक्ड अबाउट एवरीथिंग, बट देन आई काइंड ऑफ सरप्राइज मायसेल्फ. आई डोंट नो इफ दिस हैपेंस टू यू, बट लाइक आई सरप्राइज मायसेल्फ एवरी टाइम बिकॉज़ आई एम लाइक हाउ डू आई थिंक ऑफ ऑल दिस न्यू स्टफ.
ये देखो ना, सबसे बड़ा सरप्राइज सीजन 2 पे आ गया हम लोग, जो मुझे लगता था कि सीजन 1 में हमारी सारे आइडियाज भी पूरे हो जाएंगे और हमारा शौक भी पूरा हो जाएगा. लेकिन जितनी लंबी हमने ब्रेक ले लिया, आई काइंड ऑफ मिस्ड लाइक रिकॉर्डिंग एंड एडिटिंग दीज एपिसोड्स.
Really? Man, acha, see, Omer, yeah, man. I don't think we've mentioned this before, right? But Omer is the designated editor guy, right? And I don't think I could ever do that because sitting down, acha, it's not even about the editing, right? It's about the fact that listening to your own voice again, after talking for an hour on each episode, and then having to sit down and listen to everything in normal time, bro, I don't know how you do it, man. Like, props to you.
ये आई थिंक मेरी जो एक मेंटल कंडीशन है वो मेरे नार्सिसिज्म में प्ले करती है कि मुझे हमारी आवाज़ें सुनने में बहुत मज़ा आता है.
क्यों? अच्छा, व्हाट्स द रैशनल बिहाइंड दैट?
पता नहीं, जब मैं सुन रहा होता हूँ ना, लाइक व्हेन आई एम हियरिंग बैक द एपिसोड वी रिकॉर्ड, ऑल्दो हमने खुद वो बातें की हुई होती हैं, लेकिन जब मैं दोबारा से खुद सुनता हूँ तो पता नहीं मुझे बड़ा मज़ा आता है.
Okay, well, shit, that makes one of us, bro.
यार इसका क्या अच्छा. मतलब तुम्हें मैं जबरदस्ती में ये रिकॉर्ड करवा रहा हूँ.
Nah, it's not about that, but man, acha, I've always told you before too, man, teri phir bhi, like your voice, again, we both have, mashallah say, right, we both have deep voices and everything like that, right, but at the same time, my voice, like, I get tired of hearing my voice after a little while, right, and like, I could hear your voice, and this is the other thing, right, our viewers, how are they listening to it? What, they, remember when we got some messages back in the day when we were like popping off, like, there were people who were like binging our like the podcast, and they were just listening to every episode back to back, and I was just like, how are you doing this?
जबकि पता नहीं मुझे फील होता है कि हम हर एपिसोड में अपनी बातें रिपीट करते हैं और हम उसी तरह से एक ही स्टाइल से बोल रहे होते हैं, लेकिन पता नहीं. It's our generous viewers or listeners जो हमेरा ख्याल है हमारी पता नहीं कैसे इतनी आवाज सुन लेते हैं.
Well, I'm ready to talk today, man. So, you know, viewers, get in for, be ready for a surprise. I got my
listeners,
dairy
yaar,
milk.
Viewers pe bhi aa jayenge inshallah thodi der tak. Zara thode hum pehle apna podcast record to sahi tarah se kar le, tum video content pe aa gaye ho.
Ha, sorry. My bad. One day.
Acha, to coming so. Back to the coffee wali baat, yaar. I asked you for something like a good coffee. जो हमें यहाँ पे मिलती हो, लेकिन वो कोर्स ग्राइंड होना चाहिए. लाइक आई डोंट वांट लाइक द इंस्टेंट कॉफी, जैसे फाइन कॉफी.
यार अच्छा, नाउ फॉर दैट, राइट, नाउ आईव ट्राइड टू डिफरेंट मेथड्स, राइट, ऑफ बाइंग, एंड ऑनेस्टली आई कुडंट टेल पर्सनली, यू माइट बी एबल टू बिकॉज यू एनालाइज थिंग्स उस तरह से. सो आई बॉट टू कंपनीज जस्ट टू ट्राई बिफोर आई थॉट आई वुड टेल यू. एक तो बोथ वर इम्पोर्टेड ब्रांड्स, बट देयर वाज वन डंकिन डोनट्स एंड वन जस्ट अ यू नो सुपर नॉर्मल बेसिक वाइट गर्ल स्टारबक्स हाउस ब्लेंड. ठीक है, नाउ आई ट्राइड प्रिपेयरिंग दैम इन टू डिफरेंट वेज. एक आई यूज लाइक अ कॉफी मशीन, लाइक अ फिल्टर्ड कॉफी मशीन, वेर यू पुट द दोज रीयूजेबल दोज फिल्टर्स एंड यू पुट द कॉफी इन देयर एंड गरम पानी गोज टू द फिल्टर, व्हाटएवर, यू नो हाउ इट वर्क्स. सेकंड वे आई डिड इट वाज विया अ फ्रेंच प्रेस. French press say, I forget which brand it was now, but the really, really fine granule wali coffee, right? Usme, like, the granules would seep through, even though the French press that I have is, it's pretty good, like, in my experience, what I've used before. But some of it would seep through, so especially at the end, right? You can't drink the last couple of sips, because then all those, like, dane, they come into your mouth, and it just, you know how it tastes to, like, actually taste those beans. It's like, it's horrible.
Are those coffee, is the coffee you buy actually coffee beans, and then you grind it yourself?
So yeah, so one of the packets that I bought was like actual just solid beans, and one of them was already coarse ground. The Dunkin' Donuts one was coarse ground, the Starbucks one was in the bean form. So I have a little grinder at home. So I would put the beans in it. It makes them pretty fine, like not as fine as the one that already came from the store, but they were pretty fine. Now if you were to do this, or if you were to, like, you know, buy this type of coffee, I would recommend that you buy a very simple coffee machine with the filter. You would have to buy the filters too, and you make the coffee that way.
No, mujhe coffee nahi banani na. Acha, ab main zara background deta hu tumhe ki maine tumse kyun pucha hai.
Okay.
Acha, so like 2 weeks ago, I was like deep into the deep or dark corners of YouTube. और उसमें मुझे कुछ वीडियोस मिली थी. आई फाउंड दिस गाय हु इज लाइक अ कॉफी कनोसियोर, ही ओन्स हिज ओन लाइक कॉफी ब्रांड अमेरिका के अंदर, और उस बंदे का नाम, एंड ही वॉन लाइक 3-4 years ऑफ लाइक द बेस्ट बैरिस्टा इन द वर्ल्ड का कॉम्पिटिशन.
ओके,
ठीक है, और उस बंदे का नाम है, मेरा ख्याल है, जेम्स हॉफमैन. तो फिर मैं उसकी वीडियोज़ पता नहीं क्यों मैंने रैंडमली देखनी शुरू कर दी, बिकॉज लाइक क्वारंटीन एंड वी डोंट हैव मच टू डू. तो उसके अंदर आई सॉ अ वीडियो वेयर ही कंपेयर्ड लाइक नॉर्मल कॉफी टू कोल्ड प्रेस कॉफी, लाइक अ कोल्ड ब्रू.
अ कोल्ड ब्रू, या.
ठीक है तो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ही जस्ट हेट्स ऑल कॉफीज स्पेशली ये जो तूने दोनों के नाम लिए ना ही इज लाइक स्टारबक्स इज गुड फॉर द मैसेस बट इट्स ट्रैश कॉफी
या
मतलब लाइक इंस्टेंट कॉफी को तो वो कॉफी कंसिडर ही नहीं करता और वो कहता है कि जो डंकन और स्टारबक्स कॉफी है लाइक इट्स बेटर देन इंस्टेंट कॉफी बट इट्स स्टिल ट्रैश और फिर ही नेम्स आई एम सम ऑफ देम लाइक कोई आर्टिजन ब्रांड्स के नाम लेता है और आर्टिजन ब्लेंड्स के नाम लेता है तो बेसिकली उसमें वो बताता है कि लाइक ऑल द बिटरनेस एंड द एसिडिटी वी टेस्ट इन इंस्टेंट कॉफी और द कॉफी वी बाय एनीवेयर ये कॉफी बीन एंड टी लीव से ले लो सेकंड कप से ले लो ये सारी कॉफी वो कह रहा है कि ये ट्रैश कॉफी है जिसका ये टेस्ट होता है असल में कॉफी में ना इतनी बिटरनेस होती है और ना इतनी एसिडिटी होती है असल में इट्स लाइक अ वेरी डीप रिच फ्लेवर लाइक जिस तरह डार्क चॉकलेट का होता है ना कोको टाइप फ्लेवर जो होता है वो होता है कॉफी का तो फिर उसके अंदर जो कोल्ड ब्रू थी ना वो बहुत फिट सेंस बना रही थी और वो मुझे बहुत फैसिनेटिंग लग रही थी इट्स बेसिकली यू टेक अ कोर्स ग्राउंड कॉफी और उसको आप डालते हो रूम टेम्परेचर पानी में और फिर आप उसको फ्रिज में रख देते हो और उसको आप 16 to 24 hours के लिए रखते हो और फिर उसके बाद आप उसको निकाल के उसको स्टेन करके उसको आप मेरा ख्याल है 2 weeks के लिए रख सकते हो या पता नहीं 1 month के लिए रख सकते हो तो उसका ये सीन होता है कि उसमें ना बिटरनेस आती है ना एसिडिटी आती है और उसका कैफीन कंटेंट भी नॉर्मल कॉफी से ज्यादा होता है लाइक इट्स बेटर इन ऑल दीज वेज देन आइस्ड कॉफी तो वो मेरी फैसिनेशन बहुत ज्यादा हुई हुई थी जिसकी वजह से मैंने पूछा उमर से पूछता बिकॉज लाइक यू टोल्ड यू हैव एन एस्प्रेसो मशीन एंड अ ग्राइंडर एंड एवरीथिंग
बट आई हैव ट्राइड मेकिंग अ कोल्ड ब्रू एट होम राइट Because one of my family members, you know, they've been a barista and they love, and again, same exact thoughts, ke, you know, all these like mainstream coffee brands are whack, right? In essence. So we tried making a cold brew or usme, I don't know what we did wrong, ya kis tarah, like whatever, right? But it was just so strong. And I got literally, maybe I would say quit 3 or 4 tablespoons, right? And I put that with ice and I put some dude on top of it, right? Or itni strong tea, right? Like I woke up instantly, like after a couple of sips. But it was crazy strong. And like you said, it lasts in the fridge for a long time. I think what you should do, try it, buy any company. I mean, obviously those artisanal, like hipster type companies, pata nahi wo yahan se milengi ya nahi. I don't think that matters too much.
But why I asked you because I was like apprehensive about the fact ke wo yahan se milti hain ki nahi milti.
Right? But in fact, this is such a big coincidence. I got a snap from somebody today who's making the cold brew. Ab kal pata chalega if it actually works or not. But he used normal Nescafe, jo yahan se milti hain, Matinal wali, Red Cap, that one. So he tried that.
Oh, well, I'll ask coffee.
Wo instant coffee ke saath he used. And he apparently made a cold brew. I mean, like the picture that I got, it looked, I mean, I guess it was kind of working. And then he was kind of like sending snaps to update it and whatnot. Abhi dekhte hain, I'll ask him.
Dekhne mein to sari coffee ek jaisi lagti hai na. Instant coffee se cold brew nahi ban sakti kyunki instant coffee foreign dissolve ho jati hai uske andar.
Dissolve ho jati hai.
Aur instant coffee ke andar wo cheeze hi nahi hoti jo coffee beans ke andar hoti. Like the composition is very different.
So I guess that he's just going to wait 24 hours and then be disappointed, right?
He's basically just going to drink like cold instant coffee. That's not cold brew.
That's not cold brew. Yeah, that's what it is. Achha. Anyway, we've been talking about
coffee. Dekhte hain, experiment karte hain, dhoondte hain. Bahut nerdy coffee facts ho gaye. I think nobody cares that much about their coffee.
So that's what it is.
So what's up with you, my guy?
Yeah, acha, so there's a little bit of sad news, a little bit of good news. You know how it is with me. A little bit of a mixture of both. Ek to good news is that I got a dog, right? Bad news is that I got rid of the dog.
What?
Oh man, acha. It's like just to make things short, right? I got a dog. He was a bull mastiff. Absolutely gorgeous, right? Just phenomenal. Like such a good dog. Like 2 mahine ka tha and everything. And like we had a certain amount of information because we had gotten him from a family friend, right? And I've always wanted a dog. You know how I've always wanted a dog. And this couldn't come at a worse time also because I have a huge exam like we've been talking about in season 1 as well. It sounds so, like it's like such a big flex to say that, Anna. Yeah, season 1 keep on saying
Season 1. Like the previous season of our huge famous show we have here.
And we've been renewed for a second season. It sounds like that, right? So, usme was, and I had a couple of, like, I had a great couple of days with him. But we didn't know initially that the mother of this bull mastiff was from Siberia, Tike. And through various qualities and whatever, it was super sensitive to heat. And, you know, we're the type of family where we don't keep dogs inside. So, you know, we kept him outside purely. And, like, after, like, a day or so, he obviously got very lethargic, you know, as dogs do in the summertime. Yeah, pe jab 40 se like 40 se kam koi temperature nahi hota, but
there like no yahan to humse nahi raha ja raha hota.
So man, like imagine, like I used to feel so bad for it too, right? But at the same time, like on his body and everything, like all these like red dane started to appear. So then I got very worried. I got it checked out and everything, and they were like, yeah, you need to keep this dog like strictly inside, right? So I was like, yeah, I don't think that's gonna be possible. Like I really wanted it and I tried making it happen, but it didn't happen because, like, you know, whatever the act, the insinuations and implications are for keeping dogs inside. I mean, regardless, we had to get rid of it after a couple of days. But you see, that's the thing that really hurt, right? Just like you keeping it, and then obviously, man, it's not like you don't, it's not like a bond that you form over a couple of months or a couple of years with a dog. But even those couple of days, man, like I really missed it. His name was Bruno. So Bruno's gone.
Naam bhi soch liya tha, Bruno.
Bruno, yeah, itna fit naam tha yaar. But like, he was just such a good dog. So now let me tell you something, right? This chocolate that I'm eating right now, you guys might be hearing noises and stuff as well. This chocolate, this Dairy Milk Oreo, I've never been a fan of Dairy Milk. I don't like normal Dairy Milk at all, but this Dairy Milk Oreo is irresistible. And the best part is, and I've argued with this countless times with a friend, because she keeps saying that this Pakistani local one is inferior to the imported one. And I was like, there's no way. I've tried both multiple times and the Pakistani one is miles better. What do you think?
Yeah, Pakistani wali Dairy Milk is like eating chini, basically. Matlab, I'm willing to bet any amount of money ke jo Pakistani Dairy Milk hai na, iske andar koi cocoa hota hi nahi hai.
Bro, acha, there's a particular way to eat
it. That's what I think about Pakistani Dairy Milk. Aur dusri baat ye hai ki Dairy Milk is like, mujhe lagta hai ki wo jo nahi hoti jab aap bahut depression mein hote ho ya bahut guilt eating aapne karni hoti hai tab aap Dairy Milk khate hain.
Oh my god, acha.
So I think the Bruno thing has hit you pretty hard that you've fallen in love with Dairy Milk right now.
It's possible, it's very possible. But at the same time, man, there's a particular way that I eat Dairy Milk too. It's not like I take it out of the fridge and I just start eating it, right? You have to take it out of the fridge, you have to let it ferment a little bit. Take 15-20 minutes in a room temperature, like...
What the hell do you mean by ferment? Just, you just let it melt. Isme fermentation koi nahi ho rahi hoti
hai. It's like taking all of the local air and our juices and our atmosphere and it's like infusing. That's why it's so good.
Oh right? My
and
God.
You let it sit there and I'm telling you the flavor, like I've let it sit out for like an hour right now while we've been talking and I cannot explain to you the flavor. It's like, it's a complex flavor. It takes your tongue a second to... register ye kya ho raha hai mere saath basically.
Oh my god, please don't. Don't explain the mixture of your tongue and chocolate and air moisture.
We could actually make this into an ASMR thing right now. I could just eat chocolate for the remainder.
I don't think anyone will be interested in hearing an ASMR of you making the sound which most people cringe over. Abhi mera khayal hai humne is पिछले 10 सेकंड के स्पैन के अंदर इतने वो वर्ड्स बोल दिए हैं जो लोगों को नहीं पसंद.
That's true. Dairy Milk. अच्छा, what's been going on with you, man? Any good or bad news or hopefully just good news?
मेरी तो यार वही सेम ओल्ड, नथिंग मेजर गोइंग ऑन. बस आई जस्ट वॉन्टेड टू रिकॉर्ड सम मोर एपिसोड्स ऑफ बर्गर बॉयज व्हिच आई फाइनली पिंड यू डाउन फॉर. तो लाइक इट्स अ हैप्पी डे फॉर मी.
हे ब्रो, आई एम नॉट that intimate.
और उसके बाद आजकल मैं देख रहा था यार हमारे local meme accounts जो हैं they are popping off. Like what?
अच्छा, like
why are people so into memes all of a sudden? Like people have always been into memes, but now memes have like broken into the mainstream culture where even her parents have started relating to
exactly
me.
Man, I was watching a talk show the other morning, Hum TV pe, right? I always watch a talk show because I wake up early nowadays to study. So I'm watching a talk show with my breakfast or a like host or hostess, right? And they're like, they're discussing the memes that they had seen the previous night. I was like, what? What is this culture? But yeah, no, you're right. What? You're definitely right about it reaching adults. That's a fact. But which accounts are you talking about?
Lekin pata hai, I have a thing against meme accounts because, I don't know, I feel like the lowest quality content jo hota hai na, wo memes ka hota hai.
Yeah, right? That's the thing.
Kyunki, like, but memes get such mainstream popularity, whereas people who create original content, jitna marzi crap content hoi.
Yeah.
Lekin any kind of content requires more work than meme accounts. Lekin phir bhi meme jo hai, memes as a content reaches more people than like other kinds of content. So like usse mujhe thoda jealousy bhi hoti hai, lekin main kehta hun theek hai. I think it's the relatability factor in memes which people really resonate with.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
So yeah,
I don't. Okay, yes. At the same time, sure. It's like, okay. Imagine we post an excerpt of like our stuff, like how we do on our Instagram page, right? But then like you get a meme, mm-hmm. and I don't know. See, that's the thing with memes, right? We work like properly to make like an episode. We record, you edit, publish it, everything like that, right? But all this other guy has to do is he has to put a couple of words together, or he has to. It's not even like his own words. It's just like a tweet from Pakistani Twitter, you know, and like he takes a screenshot of it and then people go off on it. Actually, I don't know if you've ever, because I'm big on Twitter and on Instagram, right? There's like a 2-day lag between what happens on Twitter and on Instagram. Instagram is always behind all the trends, which is so hard to believe because like Instagram is where I used to derive a lot of my meme information and like what's going on and stuff, right? From but now that I'm on Twitter, and this is like I'll discuss this later, right? Because I wanted to it literally, I saw this whole shalwar kameez, like without shalwar thing going around. And today it reached Instagram, but I remember commenting on something 2 days ago, right? It's so ridiculous. But my point is that recently I have been like tweeting, right? In fact, I opened a couple of tweets up just so you know, right? Because, okay, there's like particular types of Twitter, right? There's it's like an Islamic Twitter, for example. There's like a political Twitter. Like, likewise, there's like a Pakistani Twitter. And under Pakistani Twitter, there's like the burger people, TK, and then there's like the people that are like poetry, then there's like people with sports, and there's people with politics.
Matlab, our people.
Basically. So I'm trying to, like, I don't know what part, it's probably like, to be very honest, it's probably like the burger type that I'm trying to like tap into, right? Because people are really big on this, right? And we have a common friend, right? And like his tweets in Pakistani Twitter, they get like, he tweeted something the other day and he got 2,000 likes, right? And I was like, damn, man. And this is not like a first for him. He just knows what to say. So, okay, I'll tell you something that I got 6 likes on, which is a big deal for me. So the tweet is, remember when we would watch 4-minute videos on Facebook of people fake texting each other, TK? And I can't tell you, this was 2 days ago, and I got so happy because I never got 6 likes on a tweet before. So that's the thing.
Bas bhai tera wo jo hai na, rocket to fame, it has launched.
Achha, phir dusri baat ye, main kehta, like, a lot of these guys are so edgy on Twitter too, right? I thought I would make my bio a little like wo. So my bio right now, I don't even, this makes me laugh every time I look at it, right? Ek to college ka naam, or like the year that we graduate, I thought I would put that in there. Phir like ek dot bana hua hai, like to jo darmiyan wala dot hota hai, right? That separates things. And I put ENFJ. So ENFJ is like my personality, based on that personality test online that people take. Achha. And then the next to that, I have written believe that. Now, I don't know why I've written believe that. I don't understand the relevance. I mean, I put it there because I say believe that, you know, like I say that sometimes, but people aren't going to get that yet. So
you never say that.
I'm trying to, all right? It's like one of those things I'm trying to incorporate into my
phone. Maybe the Twitter Umar says that, but like the Umar I know has never said that.
But man, I'm trying to like just try to get famous on Twitter. Hopefully, phir usse, you know, we might get some podcast traffic. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, ji. That's like me trying to say love after anyone says anything to me and trying to act like Nipsey Hussle.
Bro, wait, how do you say it? He doesn't say it, not in, I thought you meant it in the British way, Abhi. He says it like as in they're saying bye to each other, so he's just like love, right? Something like that. I don't even know how to say it.
Haan, wohi na, like after anyone says anything, ke like koi mujhe kehta hai ke like, man, it was nice to meet you, and I go like, yeah, love.
Oh man. Bro, I mean, I could see you doing that. All you have to do.
Ye maine sirf ek dafa dekha tha, and even that after Nipsey passed away, aur phir main itna usse inspire hua tha ke I wanted to make that a part of my life, but like, I don't think that's going
it's not
to happen.
Gonna happen. Okay, another word that I've tried to like incorporate is like, because I know a little bit of British slang too now, theek hai. That's not a flex, but something that I've been saying is
ji flex karne ke baad jab aap mention kar dete ho na, not a flex, that is always a flex.
Acha, so the thing is that if you say that like, huh, that doesn't sound like a plan, or you're not feeling that basically, so you say like, that's not a shout, like, you know, Omer bro, going to get chai today, not a shout. That's it. It sounds so cool.
It's like, it's like every time I talk to you, it's like a new learning experience for me. Like, mere liye ek aur nayi duniya khul jati hai.
Ek second. It goes both ways too, right? You be teaching me stuff too, bruh. What you saying? So,
but like, you seem a lot more cultured than I am. Like, you are more into bahut zyada different cultures.
Bro, okay, but at the same time, there's definitely room for improvement as far as maybe Pakistani culture is concerned. Even though I've been, you know, we've been living here and everything, but phir bhi, you know, there's definitely a lot more stuff that I could know. Like, how many
Pakistani
times?
Pakistani culture ke liye mujhe lagta hai bas tumhe waise hi tumhe pasand nahi hai itna.
Nahi. I love culture. Okay, there's a particular type of Pakistani culture that I like. Theek hai. And also, I mean,
burger wala.
Nahi, burger wala nahi. I mean, burger wala, huh? Like, obviously, that's included in that. But like, there's other types of culture too. But before, like, how many times? Like, there's definitely certain parts that I need help with. Like, when there's like a hardcore Punjabi song which you send me, right? Which is, you know, sometimes you do send me the songs and I don't know what's going on. Hey, gana tha, what was that song? I know this is like completely random. It was like kala, like he was wearing some like kala suit and he's talking about like quick kali zindagi uski. Kya, do you remember? Nahi?
Kala,
like as in like kale suit.
Yaar, ye tu bade controversial baat kar rahe hai, bahut controversial words use kar rahe hai. Aajkal times nahi theek, dhyan karo bhai.
Achha, I also have to say something about that. Anyway, he was like, kala tan tan, kale suit mein, kale something. Remember? You know the song. You know it. What's the name of the song?
Mujhe bhi iski beat yaad aa rahi hai, lekin mujhe bhi gana nahi yaad aa raha. Kaafi purani baat hai ye to.
Saal purani baat hai, man. Like, you listen to a lot of songs, I guess. A lot of Punjabi songs. I remember your Punjabi playlist was lit. Like, it was good. It was a good, like, I didn't understand a lot of it.
Haan, mere phases aate hain. Like, mera Punjabi phase aata hai, phir mera rap phase aata hai, jisme main bas hota hun ke like, why isn't this a part of everyone's life? Aur phir mera Bollywood phase aata hai, phir mera Pakistani phase aata hai.
Achha.
So, like, my music taste is like cycling through phases.
Okay, now that you mentioned Pakistani, I want to hear your analysis of Tum Tum.
Yeah, I was just about to talk about that song with you. Okay, yaar. Acha, jab gaana shuru hua na, theek hai, sabse pehle to because there was this huge uproar online. Like, everywhere people were talking about this song.
Everywhere.
And like, most of it was hate, basically.
All negative.
Kyunki har kisi ko is tarah ki cheeze nahi pasand.
Exactly.
So like, I watched, like, before hearing the song, like we've talked about before, maine pehle jaake to sare bhai internet pe reviews dekhe ke bhai what are people talking about, ke matlab unko gaane ke bare mein matlab itni hype kyun create hui hai. So like, by this time I had heard this song once, lekin mujhe itna pasand nahi aaya tha. To bas sare log matlab gaane discuss kar rahe hain ke yaar ye scene hai, isliye log isko hate kar rahe hain, isliye unhone ye kiya hai, wo kiya hai. लेकिन फिर मैंने कहा अच्छा चलो लाइक आई शुड गिव इट अ चांस और फिर मैंने गाना सुना लाइक द फर्स्ट टाइम आई हर्ड द सॉन्ग ऑन यूट्यूब मतलब वीडियो के साथ वो मुझे फिर से इतना पसंद नहीं आया बिकॉज इट वॉज टू फ्लैशी और लाइक इट सीम टू मेड अप लेकिन फिर उसके बाद मैंने एक दो दफ़ा इट्स लाइक कुछ गाने होते हैं जो आपको इमीडिएटली पसंद नहीं आते लेकिन आप जब आप दो तीन दफ़ा वो एक थ्रेशोल्ड क्रॉस करते हो ना तो फिर आप हर वक्त सुन रहे होते हो.
You're right. And then?
So like that's what happened to me कि अब मैं जब भी मतलब कहीं भी जाता हूँ ना कोई मुझे काम हो कोई मैं ग्रोसरी लेने जा रहा हूँ सो लाइक मैं जब अपने प्लेलिस्ट सेट कर रहा होता हूँ ना गानों की तो उसमें जो है ना आफ्टर एवरी सॉन्ग तुम प्लेज.
Oh my God. This is what I like to hear. Okay.
कि लाइक पहले तुम होगा फिर कोई और रैंडम गाना होगा फिर तुम होगा फिर कोई रैंडम गाना होगा.
हाँ.
और इसके अंदर मेरे फेवरेट पार्ट जो है ना वो तो नंबर वन इज यंगस्टर्स वाला पार्ट.
हाँ.
तला यूनस और तला वो दूसरे वाले का पता नहीं मुझे नाम भूल गया. हाँ तला अंजुम और तला सबसे पहले तला अंजुम वाला पार्ट फिर तला यूनिस वाला पार्ट
वो तो बहुत फिट है.
फिर अपने बॉय शमून वाला पार्ट
आए, 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 आए.
और फिर उसके बाद आसिम अजहर वाला पार्ट और रामिस वाला पार्ट मुझे नहीं पसंद सिर्फ वो जो छोटा सा है ना 30-40 सेकंड्स का.
ओके लाइक अच्छा
वो नहीं अच्छा क्योंकि उस बंदे के रैप लिरिक्स भी बिल्कुल ट्रैश हैं और ऊपर से वो इतना हाई इतना ज्यादा ऑटो ट्यून हुआ है ना कि मुझे तो लगता है उस बंदे की आवाज ही बिल्कुल 180 degrees फर्क होगी जब मैं सुनूंगा.
अच्छा I initially when I put it on, right, I think I had the opposite reaction. It was like for me, it was one of those songs. Obviously, okay, again, people I feel are taking it very seriously. Okay, especially on Twitter, people were like, "Man, Shamoon is like completely sold out and everything." And the reason for that is because he was talking about like the Gucci hats, Gucci bags, Louis hats, like just like as in brands and whatnot. And it was like a fun song. Like if you think about it, every artist, right, always has not every, but I guess you could say a majority of artists. There's definitely a mix of the type of music that they produce. Yes, Shamoon definitely makes deeper songs, sure, Tika, something that really hits home, Tika hits your soul or whatever. But that doesn't mean that he can't make fun songs. And if he ever does make fun songs, like to get the reaction like this, man, I don't think that's fair. Tika, and that's what everybody was saying, ki haan, man.
Jis tarah main ye soch raha tha, ki like, it's not a fair comparison, ki like, we're not on the same level as these musicians, lekin hum logon ko bhi shauk hai ki hum log bahut koi philosophical baatein karein aur bahut koi scientific baatein karein, lekin iska ye matlab to nahi hai ki hum log har waqt wo baatein karna chahte hain, aadhe se zyada time hum sirf bongiyan maar rahe hote hain.
Exactly. So like my point is, ek to there's that wali cheez. I like Shamoon's verse. Asim, on the other hand, I like the chorus definitely. I just don't like, acha tujhe pata hai wo scene jo aata hai where Shamoon sitting at the table after eating sushi, theek hai, aur bahut like udaas hai, theek hai,
and
Asim comes to him like and he's doing that weird dance with his hands, theek hai, wo bas mujhe pasand nahi aaya. I'm like this is like some boy band from 2006.
matlab bahut zyada weird cheezein thi pure video ke andar lekin mujhe to pasand aaya aur mujhe maze ka lag gaya aur mujhe mainly ek aur cheez jo bahut pasand aayi thi wo ye thi कि लाइक आई थिंक लाइक मुझे कन्फर्म नहीं पता कि ये जो सारे लोग थे ना इस गाने के अंदर ये सारे इंडिपेंडेंट आर्टिस्ट हैं. सो लाइक ऑल ऑफ दीज गाइज कमिंग टुगेदर एंड लाइक मेकिंग लाइक जिस तरह उन्होंने प्रमोट किया था इस गाने को वो असल में सच था कि लाइक दिस इज़ द बिगेस्ट कोलैबोरेशन इन पाकिस्तान बिकॉज पाकिस्तान जो है ना इसके अंदर जो इस तरह की चीज़ें वो काफ़ी एक हॉस्टाइल इन्वायरमेंट है.
You're right. Unfortunately, and you see,
but like these guys coming out with this song or gaane ke andar bhi unhone like they gave a chance to like a TikTok star jo bandi hai uske andar main.
Exactly. Acha ek bahut mazey ka comment maine dekha tha YouTube pe, right? Where it was just like, you see, some people take things too literally. Obviously, har bande ki apni soch hoti hai and everything. But like, man, they were like, we hate what you did with the song because you've ruined the character of this girl because she goes to like the next guy and the next guy and the next guy, right? And I'm like. Man, like how many actresses could they have actually hired yet? Right? They're on a budget. It's Corona time and everything. They're trying to make it fun. I mean, and like people, and like, there was like so many upvotes for that comment, right?
नहीं ये नहीं था ना वही वाली बात है कि लोग जो है ना जो स्पेशली जो पाकिस्तानीज है ना ये हर किसी चीज को इतना सीरियसली लेते हैं ना कि आप बस होते हो कि यार ठीक है देर आर टाइम्स वन यू शुड टेक थिंग्स सीरियसली लेकिन वो गाने में वो बंदी उन्होंने इसीलिए रखी हुई थी वो गाने का मकसद ही ये था दे वर Actually, जब आप लिरिक्स सुनते हो ना तो उसमें बेसिकली देर ट्राइंग टू पोर्ट्रे लाइक गोल्ड डिगर उस पर भी लोगों ने बहुत बकवास की थी कि यार आप वुमेन ऑब्जेक्टिफाई कर रहे हो और आप कह रहे हो कि लड़कियां ऐसी होती हैं वैसी होती हैं लेकिन दे आर जस्ट ट्राइंग टू एक्सप्रेस ह्यूमर और एक वो स्टीरियो टाइप को लेके अगर गाना बना देते हैं तो इसका ये मतलब नहीं है कि वो लोग ऐसे
exactly, man.
That's what and like, I think about
that's the entire song. Like you're right, the lyrics like क्यों मैं नखरे पालूं, right? Like that's exactly what they're trying to say. Like अच्छा, when Kanye West made it, everyone thinks it's a bop. ठीक है, if Asim Azhar makes it, they're like nah.
यार देखो कानिए को बीच में ना लेके आओ, ठीक है? कानिए पे मैं अभी आता हूँ दोबारा, ठीक है? क्योंकि कानिए भी बड़ी आजकल वेव्स चला रहे हैं अपने ट्विटर पे.
Honestly, Kanye is like one of those dudes. I just cannot expect his next move. He's like one of those dudes.
Yeah, lekin pata hai, something which has really diluted Kanye's swag is like he has start ab aap predict karne lag gaye ho ki whatever Kanye would do is actually to promote his music or himself.
I agree with that. Haan.
So like right now jo uski tweet hai wo to tumne padhi hogi.
Kaun si? The running for presidential campaign
where he announces that he's going to run for president.
Yeah. That is just I mean he mentioned
yeah
it
so
vaguely,
basically
but...
people which makes a lot of sense is that he's never going to win.
Yeah, theek hai.
So like this is like a publicity stunt for his upcoming album. Absolutely. And then that like really puts a dent into what Kanye stood for pehle.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Like he didn't used to care about anything and Kanye used to do Kanye. Yeah. That's like that was like the biggest meme about him.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And I don't know. I mean, like, it's interesting. It's just interesting because we haven't talked, if we think about it, actually, we haven't talked in a while, man. So many things have happened across the world, especially in America, right? And then amidst everything, TK, it's just like, okay, I don't want to say anything bad because I don't want to politicize this podcast or anything like that either. But it's just that, I don't know, the way that you see, like, America's, I don't know, like the faces of their government, right? I mean, could you ever imagine anything happening in our country like that? Ki ha, Shamoon Ismail, gee, he's running for president. He's running for prime minister. Okay, man, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, I mean, again, sure, America's a free country and anybody can run presidential campaign and Joby, right? I don't know, man. And I, again, not trying to politicize anything or, you know, what happened with all the protests and whatnot. They can... I don't know. And you see, this is the most troubling thing for, like, we're doctors. There's so many, like, as an international medical graduate, right, from any country that's not America, you think about working in America. It struck everyone's mind. Okay, is it possible for us to go, right? And for the people that are actually thinking about going to America, right, I don't know. Especially in a time like this, like, for me personally, when I think about it, like, holistically, I question myself again and again, okay, is it the right time to go? Is this the best time to go? Do I see a future there? And I mean, the simple answer to that right now at this point in time is no. And again, that's subject to change and whatnot. But you know, sure, TK, there's particular things I might not know and whatnot, but I love Pakistan. Great place to live, great country, great people. So sure, if I, you know, hadn't been, you know, istra, like if we hadn't met and whatnot, this podcast would not have existed, right? And we're definitely doing the world a favor.
Exactly. Like, I love Pakistan as well, but like I think that moving to another country is not like isliye nahi hum log kar rahe hote ke like we need to embrace like other cultures yeah. And like just stay in other countries, but like even though if we love Pakistan, every country ki har country ki tarah Pakistan ke bhi flaws hain. But like, in order to make a life, that's what I think. Like, I know I am wrong on many levels. Like, many people debate it with like different career paths ke saath log debate karte hain. But like, as a doctor specifically, kyunki hum log apni medicine puri kar rahe hain aur humne aage doctor banna hai, to uske liye I don't think Pakistan is a good fit where you want to like have a good career and make a life out of it.
That's the thing.
So like eventually, inshallah, Pakistan is like where I want to like spend my life. But like right now, I don't
know. Right now, it's I mean, I also feel like we're in our 20s too, TK. I might be in a different stage of my 20s. Yeah. You might be in a different stage of your 20s.
Yeah. मुझे जैसे ही तुमने एज की बात की ना मुझे पता था एज जोक आने
वाला है.
मेरी 40 साल की उम्र फिर से डिस्कस होने लगी.
But at the same time, man, I really do feel like this is the time where we go, and if we haven't already, I think okay. This was another question I wanted to ask you. This is irrelevant, but do you think you found yourself like as a person? It's such a vague question.
Oh my God! What? the hell is this question you're springing on me right now? You know what I had in my mind, jo main abhi tumse baat karne wala tha, aur tumne aisa question mere pe spring kar diya. I was about to tell you this song I've been listening to, which is like TikTok famous.
और दूसरी तरफ से तूने मेरे ऊपर सवाल छोड़ दिया है कि do you think you have found yourself?
अच्छा, how about I let you think about this and you tell me about the song?
अच्छा चलो, गाने पे आते हैं तो like I'll give you a guess or I think तुम guess कर लोगे. Like this is, there is this one very cheesy song. अच्छा. Which is like, which started off as being TikTok famous.
अच्छा
ठीक है, अब मैं तुम्हें एक हिंट दूंगा और तुमने उसके ऊपर एक गैस है, तुमने गाना गैस करना है. ठीक है, उस गाने के ऊपर जो है ना तुमने TikTok बनाई है.
It's Bekhayali, right? That's the name of the song.
यार
अच्छा, that's the one that I made of our friend. अच्छा wait, that's a different TikTok. ठीक है, एक मिनट. कौन सा? I've made like two TikToks that I've only shared with close friends. एक मिनट.
हाँ, तो उसमें से एक TikTok है जिसमें तुमने एक गाना डाला है जो बहुत चीज़ी गाना है, जिसके ऊपर तुमने TikTok बनाई थी, और वो गाना आजकल मेरा फेवरेट गाना है.
अच्छा वो वाला तो नहीं है जो फ्रिज के सामने में बना, the one I made there. वो वाला तो नहीं है. I don't even remember the name of the song.
यार अब मैंने कहा था मैं सिर्फ एक हिंट दूंगा.
अच्छा एक तो डोंट रश है.
Take a wild guess. Think of the cheesiest song you've made a TikTok on.
I think
recently.
Don't Rush it. Confirm.
No, yaar, it's Say So it's by Doja Cat.
I knew it. I just didn't know. That's the only, I only remember the name of Don't Rush. Oh, shit, man.
Oh, my God. Maine na sirf uske andar kiya hua tha. Maine station, wo jo Apple Music ke upar aapko ye gaane se station bana lete ho na.
Flex, yaar, Apple Music.
To basically wo station run kar raha tha, random songs chal rahe the, aur ek dam se ye gaana aaya, aur main bas tha ye maine gaana kahin suna hai, aur phir main uske baad us pe jam karne lag gaya, aur mere muh pe smile aa gayi, aur main bas tha yaar, this is a song to hear right now. Matlab summer 2020 ka ye gaana.
Oh man, it's a fun song. Actually, dear, why don't you tell the listeners what exactly what I did when the song was in the background? Do you remember what was on the TikTok?
इस पे तुम टिकटॉक जो बना रहे थे उसमें क्या था मुझे
बेसिकली. अच्छा यू नो लाइक देयर इज दिस बिग थिंग ऑन टिकटॉक एंड लाइक काफी लोग लाइक इमोजी भी बना रहे हैं वेयर दे पुट द टू फिंगर्स टुगेदर. हैव यू सीन दैट एनीवेयर? अच्छा गो चेक दैट. बेसिकली आई डोंट नो हाउ टू एक्सप्लेन इट बिकॉज़ आई डोंट नो हाउ टू एक्सप्लेन विद वर्ड्स राइट, बट एक इमोजी, तीन इमोजीज दैट पीपल आर रियली यूजिंग आजकल एंड इट्स रिलेटेड टू दिस सॉन्ग एंड रिलेटेड टू दिस डांस राइट. एक तो लाइक दैट इमोजी विद द like the eyes, like the puppy dog eyes, theek hai, the really watery eyes that like, oh, like for
haan wo bahut zyada use ho raha hai.
And then next to the puppy dog eyes emoji, right, there's like a finger, there's like, as in like your thumb is up, like abhi banao, theek hai, okay, like your thumbs are up and your fingers are touching each other, your index fingers are touching each other, so this is like, oh, like I'm shy, and like, oh. Like you basically look up at the camera and you like move your fingers like is tarah, like as in they're touching each other and you move them from side to side.
Oh,
and this
God.
Is basically like, ha, like I'm shy, I'm reserved, like I feel bad, like is tarah ka, like this is what people do, theek hai. So people initially, the dance that was made was to this song, and I am so embarrassed. Obviously this video will never ever reach the rest of the internet, but I made a TikTok making this whole like finger to finger wali dance.
Yaar, I think the world deserves this gold that you hiding from everyone.
Chalo, how about this, how about I say ke if the people want it then we can post it on the page.
Like if enough people say ke Umar should post a TikTok on Say So doing that shy finger thing, you'll post a TikTok.
I'll post it. Should we do the really sasti harkat and be like, if we get 30 likes?
Chalo bas theek hai. Now I know how to rally the people to get you to make a TikTok on this song where you do the shyness thing.
Oh man. Achha, that.
बस फिट है, गोल्ड आने वाला है इस दुनिया में.
You just want me to embarrass myself, man. It's bad. It's bad. Achha, have you thought of any answer or no?
यार ये आंसर जो है ना, ये तो मुझे लगता है मुझे सही कोई डिप्रेशन में ले जाएगा, बट आई डोंट थिंक आई फाउंड माई सेल्फ येट, because I don't think people find themselves like puri tarah se, like it's a lifelong journey where because I don't know, jis tarah life jo hai na, it is like change. Okay. Basically har waqt koi na koi cheez change hoti rehti hai, nothing remains constant, so like Do you really find yourself during a lifetime where everything is changing constantly?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, but like हम दोनों में से किसी ने इतना सोचा नहीं है ना और हमने कभी इसके पीछे इतने logics भी नहीं देखे because this is a thing people like struggle with a lot. But I think like in this moment and I might regret this in the future. I am okay with saying that I haven't found myself because the changes that are going on in life right now, I'm enjoying those changes. Like COVID has definitely put like a hitch in the plan, but like I am good with not knowing, like not finding myself. Like I don't know if that answers your question, but that's where I stand with it. What about you?
Yes, that makes sense. I think that, and again, I'm not basing it entirely off of this. I feel like maybe if we were to move, or just as long as we finish college, right, and maybe start the next phase of our life, maybe we would get a little closer. But I definitely think that actually, you see, the thing that the reason why this sparked the question and everything is that I look at some people. TK, and obviously, you know, you only know people up until a certain point, right? There's always the facets and of people's personalities that you don't know of at all. But like, I don't know, like the question that rang to me initially was like, man, am I a nice guy or am I a douchebag? TK, am I am I smart? Like, you know, like just like different like comparisons that I was making where it's not fixed, right? Because I feel, now again, see, you might disagree with this, right? Where I feel like it can only be one of those things. Like if you are a douchebag, TK, then the times that you are being nice, most of the time it's probably fake or you don't mean it. And if you're a nice guy, then you just won't have times of you where you are being like a douchebag or an asshole, right? So my point is, like, there are times when I am both. Take it, like, there's not one clear-cut personality. Like I have a personality that you know of, right? But then there's like different little personality traits also embedded in it. So I don't know what exactly the I feel like there shouldn't be a ratio. I feel like it should just be 100% yeah once you found yourself. I don't know. What do you think?
Nay, I don't think that's it. I think that, like I said before, jo maine pehle point raise kiya tha, usme bhi yahi tha ki like life is change basically. Okay. So like, iska ye matlab nahi hai ki tum agar, if you're a nice guy, there aren't going to be moments when you're a douche to people. And if you're a douchebag, there aren't going to be any times that you're actually nice to people. Like, beshak wo accidentally ho ya jo marzi ho. Like, you're not trying to be fake all the time. So, like, koi bhi depending on the situation you're in, depending on the people you're around, and, like, so many other factors that depend your behavior and, like, how your personality changes. But I don't think that's a bad thing. Lekin ye jo find myself wali cheez hai, that I think goes on a deeper level than just personality traits. Kyunki personality traits mera khayal hai ki wo change hote rehte hain. Aapka behavior change hota rehta hai. Aaj aapko koi ek cheez pasand hai, kal ka aapko koi aur cheez pasand hogi. Aaj aapko ek cheez kisi aur tarah samajh aa rahi hai, kal aapko wahi cheez kisi aur tarah samajh aa rahi hogi, depending on whatever your life experience is. But like finding yourself is like, I think that it's more on a like deeper spiritual level ke andar hota hai wo.
Which I don't think that I've tapped into that.
Is my take on it.
Not yet, at least. Maybe, I guess. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people also get through their lives without even caring about working on themselves as people. I don't know. I just don't want to get so immersed in being a doctor that I forget about, you know, everything and everyone around me too. That's like a big concern that I have.
But like, the fact that you're questioning this part or questioning this phase of your life right now tells a lot about you. Okay, like, if you weren't questioning this and if you were continuing being a douche and just thinking about your own career and your own self becoming a doctor, that might have been a red flag. But like, the fact that you actually sat down and thought about it, though, I don't think that's like a permanent thing. Maybe right now you're stressed out because of your exam and everything. So like, your personality has shifted towards being irritated and like selfish and whatnot. But like, अच्छी बात है आपको हर चीज़. मैं तो यही शुरू से एडवोकेट करता हूँ और अभी भी मैं यही कहता हूँ कि लाइक we should be willing to question everything. But like, it comes with a big if. You should only question stuff if you are willing to put in the work to find the answer.
And then making a change.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You're right.
Because there are many people I see which like question big things like religious beliefs and everything, but they're not willing to put in the work to find the answer.
That makes sense.
So like what I see happen to those people is that kyunki unke andar bahut zyada questions hote hain aur unke paas koi answers nahi hote, so like they get very like entrapped in different kind of thoughts, thought processes, jisse wo bahar nahi nikal sakte aur wo unki life ko bahut negatively affect karte hain. So like what I think is ke agar aapke andar itni himmat hai ki aap answers dhoondo to sirf tab aapko cheezein question karni chahiye, warna look for people who you feel like are the closest to what you are aur phir bas unko blindly follow karo. Like these are the two things you should do.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. See, this is the thing but that I like, hate about, like, especially these type of exams and stuff. See, this is my entire point. Like, right now, I had a couple of days to just, like, kind of get back into my normal life, right? Which is also what I wanted to talk about. But it's like, because you get so immersed in this, right, you completely forget to focus on yourself, number one, right? And then a couple of months later, like, I have been so immersed in this exam for studying for the last 5 months, and I just looked back at everything, right? And I looked back at my life, first of all, and there was just like certain things. Obviously, there are people, many of them are still there, sure, some of them kind of just like we've distanced because of the time that I had, I didn't have the time to be talking and whatnot. But then, like, realistically, just looking back at it, right, I don't know, like, all that time off from everything and everyone really, really just puts things into perspective of, especially, and this like, the reason I'm saying this is, like, especially with people, okay, where you lie with people. And then also because I spent all that time studying, right, okay, I wasn't thinking about myself at all. I didn't care about my surroundings. And like you said, yes, I was irritable. And yes, I was being selfish. Like, I'm willing to confess to that. But like the last couple of days, like I said, you know, I've just been thinking about things, and you know, I've just like character development wise, like there's been absolutely no progression in this time. And that's the thing that I hate, especially about this field. And again, it's universal. I'm sure it happens to anybody who's busy doing their own thing, right? Maybe some people are able to juggle the task and whatnot, but for me, as far as this experience was concerned, I was not able to. And see, that's something that I really do regret, because it's 4 to 5 months wasted of me, like, it's just like, sure, I've learned a couple of more things, TKF, strictly for an exam, right? Not even for anything else. But as far as like life is concerned, like the bigger picture that we talk about, right? Uske liye aise to kuch bhi nahi.
Lekin, but what I think is ke even though right now you think that all, matlab abhi tumne explain kiya hai ke however you've been feeling and what you've been doing for the past 3 to 4 months, but if you zoom out a bit, there is a lot of things that you actually learned and not just a few medical things. Like right now, you're reflecting on your experience of the previous 3 to 4 months.
I'm being proactive about that, yeah.
Theek hai. So this leads you to think about developing a personality which is going to be better suited for these kinds of situations in the future. So agar tum zoom out karke har cheez ko collectively dekho, to I think it's a bigger learning experience than you can see right now.
I guess time will tell then, as far as that's concerned.
Exactly. Because it's okay to sometimes be laser focused on your goals and everything, but what I say is, and which might sound very cliche, is ke it's not the mistakes which define a person, it's how they come back from it.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Makes sense. Because right now, with the advent of like social media being at its peak and everything, the cancel culture wali jo cheez hai, like that is so toxic ke log jo hain, pehli baat, people who are canceling other people who have some kind of quote unquote influence, they think that they're perfect, first of all, which is impossible, right? But at the same time, they're canceling people over some mistakes they made like decades ago, even like the Kevin Hart thing which happened last year at the Oscars wali cheez jo usne cancel kar diya phir, and this year there are like tens of thousands of people who are getting cancelled on YouTube and Instagram. So like I think that everyone makes mistakes, like we're human after all. To maine bhi bahut mistakes kiye hain, tumne bhi kiye, har kisi ne kiye. It is not the mistakes that is supposed to define us, but what we plan to do about it and what we actually do about it.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
But like coming back to this whole like cancel Uriji, right? Again, me and you were two guys that are relatively chill about things. If somebody says something, you know, like anything, I don't want to say discriminatory because yes, we might shut that down, right? But I feel like, I don't know why, maybe it's like an online thing. Like I thought about this. I'll have your thoughts soon as I can. Okay, why like the sudden craze, like people are actively looking for reasons to hate the people that they've grown up with, for example, or the people that they've looked up to at some point in time. I just don't understand the rationale behind that. Okay, like why is everybody trying to fit into this perfect little box of thoughts, right? Like I was watching a movie from 2002 today, TK. It was a super stupid movie because I couldn't find anything on Netflix and I had to eat something with food. It was called like So High or something like that. It was about like these two dudes who smoke a bunch of weed and they get into Harvard, okay? And the type of like the racial profiling that was going on, right? There's no way that would even be able to like, even if that movie were to come out in 2020, right? Man, you could not imagine the implications it would have. Matlab, blacks keep profiling, or yeah, racial profiling, white people keep profiling, sexism, everything is happening. Like, and at the end of the day, people love the movie because it was funny, you know? It's just that, like, me and you, we can take things in good taste, right? But for a lot of people, and another example is the one that we just discussed with Tum Tum, right? It's just like, everything's become so sensitive. Sometimes when I'm around a different group of people, right? Sometimes I even have to think about what I have to say. Because, you know, things slip. I say things that aren't exactly like on, like there's definitely some sort of cross blur between some of the things that I say. But I don't mean anything in a bad way. So, I don't know. What do you think?
Exactly. So, I don't know. Like, I have like different people's perspectives on what may be going on with everyone right now. Like, I haven't been able to form my own mind or my own opinion about it yet. But like, the different thoughts that are going around is, one, number one is the fact that we're living in very polar times where there are actually, we can actually see there are a lot of things going on, like which our generation is facing right now, jiske andar yahi aapke gender equality issues hain, aapke racial equality issues hain, aapke aur itne humanitarian crisis chal rahe hain. So like we're living, but right now because we have so much knowledge, the thing is that because we have the internet at our fingertips, right, and we have social media and everything spreads like fire right now, so there is a lot of information that is accessible to us, but there is no depth of knowledge which is available. Like, knowledge ki quantity bahut zyada ho gayi hai, lekin depth khatam ho gaya. Makes sense?
Yeah. Everything's very superficial.
So like, we know about a lot of things, but we do not understand anything. Like right now, if the Black Lives Matter movement did not happen, people actually had no idea what this racial inequality was all about.
Exactly.
Aur dusri taraf agar hum dekhen to dusri taraf ek aur ideology ye hai ki like if we compare the times we're living in right now as compared to like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Theek hai, so we're living in a society which is like light years better than what there was in the world 100 years ago. Matlab, hamari health sabse behtar hai, hamari economy itni booming hai abhi ke 100 saal pehle koi soch bhi nahi sakta tha economy yahan pe hoegi. Abhi filhal jis time mein hum reh rahe hain as compared to 100 years ago, racial problems kam hai, gender inequalities issues bahut kam hai. So like, there is this ideology in which people study psychology mein ek idea hai ke when our brain is mainly designed to solve mm-hmm. problems. Like, it is not designed to sit idle. So when there are less problems to think about, like actual problems, to hamara dimag kya karta hai, it starts to turn on itself. Like, it starts creating scenarios and which then it tries to solve.
Acha.
So, like, ek ideology ye hai ke because there is so much, so less stuff to care, matlab itni kam bad cheeze hai as compared to 100 years ago. Main ye nahi keh raha ke galat cheeze ho hi nahi rahi, like, but as compared to 100 years ago, we're living in better times. So the mental health issues and everything, that is our brain actually turning on itself, trying to solve problems that don't exist.
Yeah,
basically.
I see what you're saying.
So, like, on that heavy, heavy talk and like heavy topic psychology, I think bahut dense baatein hogi, and pe to I think we should like yeah episode yahan complete karte hain.
Yes sir.
So it was nice to be back for season 2, or is episode 1 ka I think end ho gaya. Yes. So like this was Omer
and this was Omer. It's been good talking, buddy.
And we hope we come back soon with our next episode.
I think it might be sooner than later.
All right, guys, take care.